schedule makers don't like us. This group's, you know, every week it seems like the front gets better. Where we play, this group is really good. I mean, especially those three guys. I mean, then, you know, three guys in pretty much double-digit sacks. You don't see that very often. Edge rushers are about as good as what we've played against this year.
How tough is it when they've got two guys on the inside like Williams and Darius that you can only double-team one sometimes, and maybe the other's going to make plays in the one-on-one?
Yeah, that's what gives them a big advantage. I mean, four guys that can rush the passer and stop the run the way they do. I mean, it's, you got to make a decision on each play, and you know, somebody's going to have to hold up one-on-one, and hopefully, you know, I know our guys are up for the challenge. They just know that these guys are a good front.
So a couple weeks ago, we were on you for not running enough. So now the question is, 59 carries for CJ the last two games. Is that any concern that that's too much?
I mean, every game's different. We'll see how it goes. I mean, we have success. We feel good about the guys that are behind him as well to be able to throw them in there and mix it up. And he's a big guy. I mean, he finds a way to not take that direct shot. I think, you know, in the last two games especially, the amount of carries he's had, he's probably only taken one shot where he probably didn't see it, and that was the one Tama got him on. We missed that block, and I don't think he saw him off the edge. But for the most part, he does a great job of putting himself in position to not take that direct hit.
What have you seen on the interior of your offensive line, and how confident are you that they can match up against what is a really good tackle position for the Bills?
It's going to be a challenge for those three guys. The good thing is I like our size of our two guards, and then, you know, what Will brings to the table as far as his ability to move laterally, get to that second level. I really like our matchups, but I mean, it's going to be tough. I mean, you know, I mean, Kyle Williams, you know, he doesn't get a lot of credit, but he's tough, man. I mean, I was around him when we were at LSU back in a long time ago. So I mean, guy's been the same for a long time, and he's part of that defense nobody really accounts for, and he causes a lot of problems.
And there's sack totals all along the board. How important is it to establish a run with those kind of sack guys on their team?
The thing that the problems with them with the sacks is that they usually get turnovers as well. I mean, that's their big theme is sacks and turnovers, and they deal it well, and they get to the quarterback and they make sure they get the ball out. So, you know, we have to be successful in our run game. We can't become a one-dimensional team, and we got to make sure that we're having positive plays whether we're running it or throwing it.
With Julius limited, Tanning's limited, it appears at the rib. Have to have different designs, different clubs in your bag this week, depending on who's going to be available. Even Demaryius was out today. Do you kind of have plan A, plan B, depending on who's going to be available this
week? We'll have plenty of, as far as ammunition goes, and different plans of how we'll use everybody. And it's kind of going to be wait to see what happens on game day and then finish out the rest of the week. The good thing is we're so interchangeable as what we do, and we'll figure it out. I mean, we'll have a good – you know, a good plan as far as our personnel groupings go for Sunday. We just got to see and kind of see how this all plays out, who's up, who's available.
Julius has been leading the league in red zone touchdown receptions. How much has he been missed in that area of the field?
Anytime you got a guy like that, that's a matchup problem. I mean, you always wish you had him out there. But, I mean, we were good against Miami. We struggled this last game, had a couple opportunities. There's two series where I wish I could have about four play calls back, you know. They made some good plays, too. I mean, they're going into the game, I think they're a number two red zone defense. I mean, so at some point when it's, you know, two number two red zone defense going against each other, something's going to give. And they won that battle against us. And they did a good job of making sure that, you know, they had our guys covered up on some of those plays. And then we missed some opportunities when we were open.